Several programs aimed at helping low-income Americans are among those facing budget cuts, including energy assistance for the poor. Brings to mind an earlier budget debate about 30 years ago when President Ronald Reagan came to office calling for steep cuts in government spending. But there was also a lot of talk then about preserving the social safety net, something that seems to be rarely mentioned today. NPR's Pam Fester looks at what's changed.
President Reagan promised a revolution, but when it came to trimming government spending, he said there were limits. And in his first address to Congress, he promised this.
The poverty-stricken, the disabled, the elderly, all those with true need can rest assured that the social safety net of programs they depend on are exempt from any cuts.
It turned out that wasn't completely true. The Reagan budget cut food stamps, welfare, and Medicaid.
But it's interesting that they felt politically they had to say that.
Robert Greenstein heads the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says the tone in the early 80s was much different than it is today. And he thinks one reason...
The Republicans in Congress now are well to the right of Republicans like Bob Dole or Howard Baker in the 80s.
Those were Senate leaders inclined to support government spending for the poor. In fact, Bob Dole was among the strongest congressional backers of food stamps. But today's Republicans, especially those elected in November, are primarily focused on reducing the size of government. Even President Obama has proposed cutting spending for the poor to help reduce the debt. And Greenstein says, what's more, the president rarely talks about what he has done to help low-income Americans, that the administration has clearly come to one conclusion.
That it's not good politics to talk about people at the bottom. The mantra is the middle class, the middle class, the middle class.
The social safety net, at the end of the day, is not that large a part of government.
Eugene Sterley worked on tax and budget issues in the Reagan Treasury Department and is now with the Urban Institute. He says one reason no one talks about preserving the social safety net today is that lawmakers have given themselves little choice but to cut it. They've taken taxes and entitlements such as Social Security and Medicare off the budget-cutting table, so there isn't much left.
Even if the Republicans say, well, we really don't want to hurt the social safety net, and Democrats say, we don't want to hurt it, we want to expand it, they've pushed our budget to a world where the social safety net is the target of opportunity.
He says that's a far cry from the early 80s, when despite the rhetoric, taxes were raised and entitlements trimmed to help bring the deficit under control. So last month, when House Republicans voted to cut $61 billion in spending, they included steep reductions in programs such as Head Start, community health centers, and nutrition for women, infants, and children.
There's a greater disposition to see the role of government reduced and less support for an activist government than there was back in 1981 when Ronald Reagan first took office.
Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center says the public then was worried that President Reagan would go too far reducing the size of government. Today, public attitudes are a lot different, except, he says,
when you raise specific programs, they say, I'm not so sure we want to see that cut.
Which is why those pushing budget cuts tend to talk about them in the broadest terms, as in the need to reduce the debt. Or what House Speaker John Boehner in a speech last Sunday said, even more broadly, was a moral issue.
The more the government spends and borrows today, the more our children are forced to pay. The damage is as much moral as it is fiscal.
And it's why anti-poverty groups, who think preserving the social safety net is also a moral issue, are furiously rounding up specific stories about the impact of such cuts in the hope they can stop them from going through. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.